A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul reached into also Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. The brothers in Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him, and Paul wanted him to come along with him. On account of the Jews of that region, Paul had him circumcised, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from city to city, they handed on to the people for observances the decisions reached by the apostles and presbyters in Jerusalem. Day after day, the churches grew stronger in faith and increased in number. They traveled through the Phrygian and Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the message in the province of Asia. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go on into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So they crossed through Mysia and came down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. A Macedonian stood before him and implored him with these words, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, he sought passage to Macedonia at once, concluding that God had called him to proclaim the good news to them. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world will love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to keep to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Sounds like Jesus is paranoid, right? But we have to remember, this is someone who was almost shoved off the cliff by his own people. This is someone who was accused of being in alliance with Satan. And this was someone who was betrayed by his own apostle, Judas. So no, Jesus was not paranoid. We also can't deny that Christians have been persecuted up and down the ages. And Christians are still persecuted, not only in the Middle East, they're persecuted here in the United States. Believe me, if you go up and set a table up in the middle of a college campus and you put out a sign, "I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, I believe in the sanctity of life, and I also believe in an objective truth," they wouldn't dialogue with you. They would persecute you. They would call you names and might even get violent. So why does this happen? It's because Christians are not from this world. Now, this is what I mean. This is what I think Jesus means by this. Christians look at the world through the eyes of God and not through the eyes of sin. We are for the world. We always have to remember that. We are for the world. Those who follow Jesus face new dangers, but they also face new opportunities. And there's no need to worry, because the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the courage to speak the truth. The world doesn't like it, but the truth must be told.